FM4.
Es ist 11 Uhr, die Schlagzeilen. Erneut schwere Luftangriffe auf Beirut und NATO-Generalsekretär Rutte hat Trump in den USA getroffen. Hier ist Elizabeth Alcock mit den FM4 News.
Powerful Israeli airstrike targeted central Beirut this morning, destroying an 8-story building. Reports say at least 4 people were killed and over 20 others injured in the attack in Beirut's Basta neighborhood. The BBC's Hugo Beshege is at the site.
There's still a massive operation happening to remove the rubble from the site. This is a densely populated district here. The Basta area in central Beirut, there is a lot of damage in nearby buildings, so gives us an idea of the power, the scale of the attack that happened here. And this attack was so powerful that was felt and heard across the city. And again, giving the scale of this attack, it's very likely that the target of this airstrike was a high-level Hezbollah official.
The NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte met with the US President-elect Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida on Friday. In a brief statement, a NATO spokesperson said Rutte and Biden discussed a range of global security issues facing the alliance. A former Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Rutte was widely regarded as one of the best European leaders at forging a good working relationship with Trump during his first 2017-21 term as US President. A key United Nations General Assembly committee has adopted a resolution paving the way for negotiations on a first ever treaty on preventing and punishing crimes against humanity after Russia dropped amendments that would have derailed the effort. Although there are global treaties that cover war crimes, genocide and torture, there had been no specific treaty addressing crimes against humanity. And according to sponsors of the resolution led by Mexico and Gambia, and backed by 96 other countries, a new treaty would fill that gap. Fighting between armed Sunni and Shiite groups in northwestern Pakistan has left at least 33 people dead and some 25 others injured. The overnight violence was the latest to rock Kurram, a district in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, and comes days after a deadly gun ambush killed 42 people. A look now at the weather. Some scattered snow showers north of the Alps, but these will gradually ease off and it'll become increasingly sunny across the whole of the country throughout the day. Strong to stormy westerly winds and temperatures will range from -1 to +7 degrees.
Was machen Sie dieses Wochenende?
FM4. You're at home, baby.
Weekend. Ja, recht viel mehr Programm muss man eigentlich zu diesem Zeitpunkt jetzt noch nicht haben, als hier erstmal zuhören und mich für euch Musik spielen lassen. Caribou, Broke My Heart.